son, what's the matter?
What is it? Well, you remember that toy drum of mine that you couldn't stand the sound of?
I remember.
Yes. Well, you sure were wrong. Mr. Wilson likes the way it sounds so much, he gave me a whole dollar for it. Whoopsie!
In such a rush this morning?
Gonna go to Mars.
Mars? Okay, you stay here and I'll see if Dennis is ready to blast off. Son, your space buddies are here.
Be right there. Just blasting off. Boom!
Just a minute, young man. Aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, yeah, you mean my jet belt.
No, I don't. I mean the haircut you're going to get this morning before you go out to play.
Play? Mom, this isn't play. We're starting a new club to explore outer space.
I'm afraid you'll just have to consider yourself earthbound until after your haircut.
Okay. Can I go to the barbershop like this?
I suppose so.
All right, as long as you don't forget to take your helmet off when you get in the chair. Here, and don't lose this.
Roger, over and out. Let's go. See you later.
Those kids, they desert their six-shooters for space guns every time some crackpot claims he's seen a flying saucer. Look at this, honey.
Local man reports landing of strange aircraft. Oh, my goodness.
He claims he saw a spaceship land in a vacant lot, eject five little men, then take off again.
Oh, I suppose anything's possible.
Especially after spending the evening in a local tavern. Listen to this, Alice. A man by the name of Perkins stated that after a small escape hatch opened in the side of the strange craft, a ladder was opened out,
and little figures dressed in weird-looking spacesuits scurried in all directions. Now, I ask you, Martha, how ridiculous can you get?
I'll get it, dear. Hello? Yes? Just a minute. It's long distance, dear, for you.
Long distance? Oh, my goodness.
One of your spacemen, no doubt.
Hello? Yes, speaking. I did? Oh? Oh!
What is it?
Martha, please. Yes! 3 o'clock this afternoon will be just fine. Well, thank you very much. Goodbye. Martha, I won.
George, you won what, dear?
Why, the essay contest sponsored by the Graceful Living magazine, of course.
Oh, George.
And Martha, not only are they going to print my essay in next month's issue, but they're coming out here to present me with a gold plaque, a check for $50, and take my picture, too.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Now, let's see. They said 3 o'clock. Oh, dear, I suppose the first thing I should do is get a haircut.
It is a little long around the ears. I could trim it for you.
Martha, this is one time everything has to be just so. After all, it isn't every day I get my picture in a well-known magazine.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, shoot, Dennis.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. Would you like to join our new space club, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, no, thank you, Dennis.
We got swell plans. Someday we're going to build a real spaceship and go millions of miles.
Mr. Wilson has to go to the barbershop.
Oh, is that where you're going, Mr. Wilson? That's just where I'm going. We can go together.
Isn't that lovely?
Oh, that's delightful. But on second thought, I have some things I want to do around the house first.
Oh, if you're not going, I think I'll wait, too. Would you like us to come in and wait for you, Mr. Wilson?
No, thanks. Now, why don't you boys just blast off into space?
Okay.
Oh, boom yourself. Confound it, Martha. Why would Dennis have to be getting a haircut just when I wanted one?
What difference does that make?
Martha, the last time I was in that barbershop with Dennis, he made the poor barber so nervous that the chap had to lie down in the back room till his hand stopped shaking. Hello, Salome.
Oh, be it you, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis Mitchell hasn't been in yet today, has he?
Dennis Mitchell? That little wiggle worm whose hair won't stay down in the back?
That's the one!
Heavens to Betsy, no. Oh.
You know something, Mr. Wilson?
I would almost rather be visited by one of those awful creatures from outer space.
Oh, now, Selby, don't tell me you believe in that ridiculous story in the newspaper. Oh,
well, no, not really, but it did give me goose pimples, though.
Yeah. Now, I want an especially good haircut today. I'm having my picture taken by a magazine.
You don't say. Then we'll just have to give you the Selby Deluxe Gentleman's Trim, now, won't we?
But not too much off around the ears now.
Now, please, who is doing this, me or you?
Well, it is my head.
Aren't you the lucky one, though? You know, I'd kill myself before letting them get their slimy little fingers on me.
Slimy little finger.
Why, those creatures from outer space, of course. One of these days, oh, it's going to stop being a rumor, and we will wake up murdered in our bed.
Oh, Selby, you are speaking hogwash, and you know it. Ow!
You turned your head.
Well, not until you almost cut off my ear.
Say. Just a teensy-weensy little scratch. Well, then you don't think there's anything to this story about the little spaceman.
Of course not. This fellow Perkins dreamed the whole thing up.
Well, I certainly hope so.
We interrupt with a bulletin on the bizarre tale of the spaceship. Authorities have carefully inspected the vacant lot where it was said to have landed and find nothing.
Ah, there you see.
Well, they could have been neat, you know.
Strange little men suddenly sit down beside you at your favorite coffee shop. Don't be surprised. This is indeed a strange tale, which, if true, brings science fiction literally down to earth. And now back to our music hour.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Those icky little creatures better not drop by here for a shave or a haircut, or
Careful, Selby! Oh, Dennis, why must you always...
Wowee! Look at that, Dennis. Gee, Mr. Wilson, that's about the most different haircut I've ever seen.
Huh?
Great Scott!
Now you kids wait here in case I need you.
Okay.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Well, hello, dear. Now, let's see how your hair looks. But, Dennis, you didn't get a haircut.
I couldn't. Mr. Selby went home sick.
Sick?
Well, not exactly sick. Something scared him, and Mr. Wilson threw water in his face so he'd wake up.
I see. Exactly what scared him?
We did, Mr. Mitchell, with our space helmets. Well, Mr. Selby thought we were real spacemen.
From Mars.
Dear, and the poor man actually fainted?
Boy, did he ever.
And that's when Mr. Wilson had his accident.
I see, this is getting more interesting all the time. What sort of an accident?
Well, Mr. Selby shaved him up the back of his head with his electric clippers.
Oh, no.
It wasn't Dennis' fault, though. Honest.
We all look like strange little spacemen.
Especially me.
Where is he going now?
Whom, I guess. We followed him to the hat store, but he wouldn't even talk to us.
Well, young man, I suggest that you take your friends right next door and ask if Mr. Wilson will let you apologize to him.
Will you go with us, Mr. Mitchell?
Me?
Yeah, we want somebody big on our side.
I think that's a very good idea, Henry.
Oh, come on, Alice. Why should I go over there?
Martha. Hello, Martha.
George, you bought a new hat. What, it's a little large.
Martha, you might as well know. It has to be large to hide what the barber did to me when Dennis frightened him. Look.
Oh, George.
Oh, Martha, and I wanted to look so sophisticated for my interview this afternoon.
Well, you won't look very sophisticated if you wear your hat in the house.
Well, frankly, I don't know which is worse, leaving it on or taking it off.
Well, it hardly shows if you're facing people.
Oh, fine. Then all I have to do till my hair grows back in is to learn to walk out of rooms backwards. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's too early. Oh. Oh, Martha. Oh, Dennis, I thought I... Oh, hello, Mitchell.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Well, come in.
I've been drafted as sort of a senior spokesman for the boys. They'd like to apologize.
I suppose you heard what happened to me this morning.
I did.
You can see for yourself.
Oh, no.
And to top it all off, the people from the Graceful Living magazine are coming over to take my picture in less than an hour. I won the essay contest for their magazine with my article, The Art of Graceful Retirement, and they're printing it in their next issue.
You didn't? Why, congratulations, Mr. Wilson. That's wonderful. Isn't that great, boy?
Well, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you,
that makes you kind of a celebrity or something, doesn't it, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I suppose it is quite an honor, yes.
We're very sorry about your haircut, Mr. Wilson.
The boys really mean it, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, well, children, accidents will happen.
Gee, you're a swell guy, Mr. Wilson.
Well, thank you, Dennis.
And I like your new bathrobe, too, even if it is kind of short.
Oh, well, this happens to be a smoking jacket.
Well, I think it's time we took off, boys.
You sure you don't want to join our space club, Mr. Wilson?
No, thank you, Tommy.
You look swell in the space helmet, Mr. Wilson, especially with your new style haircut.
Fellas, I think there might be some chocolate cake and milk over at the house for a certain space club. How about it?
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
All right, Mitchell, goodbye.
Oh, George, I completely forgot.
You forgot what, dear?
We haven't a thing in the house to offer your visitors for tea.
Oh, well, that's no big problem. We still have plenty of time. And while you're at the store, I'll go up and change my pants and shirt.
Oh, one of the boys must have left this.
Oh, yes. Dennis, undoubtedly. I wouldn't be surprised if we have more of his things here than he has at his home.
Well, I'll be back soon.
All right, Martha, dear.
I didn't see anything.
Well, let's take a look. Well, whatever it was, it looks like it got away.
I'm not sorry.
They look weird. Better report it to headquarters. Car 691 to headquarters. Officer Quincy reporting. We just saw what looked like a... Never mind headquarters. It's all a mistake. 10-4.
What did you do that for?
Well, listen. Suppose nobody else ever sees what we just saw. We turn in a report like that, and the next thing we know, the lieutenant's accusing us of bending the elbow on duty.
Report on what? I didn't see anything.
Me neither.
Fred?
Yeah?
Forget it.
Mitchell, open your front door.
Mr. Wilson, what are you doing in that thing?
Mitchell, please, I need your help. Get me out of this confounded thing.
Come over here and sit down. You can try and yank it off. Don't get panicked.
Those people from the magazine are on their way over.
Had a little accident.
How do you get out of one of these blasted things anyway?
It's easy. You just pull it off over your head.
I tried that, but the thing won't come off.
That's because your head's too fat.
Dennis, now that you and the boys have had your chocolate cake and milk, I think you'd better go out and play.
Keepers, Dad. We'd rather stay and watch.
Okay. I'm tired of playing spaceman. See you later.
Okay, bye, Dennis.
Bye.
Bye.
But don't you worry if it doesn't come off, Mr. Wilson. I was going to get a new one anyway.
Oh, it's no use, Mitchell.
Well, there's one good thing about it, Mr. Wilson. It does cover up that ball strip.
Well, never mind about that. The important thing is to get this thing off my head, Mitchell. Oh, look at me. Space helmet stuck on my head, and in a few minutes I'm supposed to be a living photographic example of the art of graceful retirement.
Mr. Wilson, I see you've joined the club.
Now, Alice, this is no joking matter. This thing is stuck on my head.
Oh, why don't you just try pulling it off over your head?
Tried that.
His nose is in the way. Henry, if you pull up...
Honey, now be careful.
Let me try.
No, push to the left. To the left. No, look to the right. To the right.
Come on. Mr. Wilson, how did it get there in the first place?
Well, you see, Alice, Dennis left this thing. Never mind. Just get it off.
There's got to be some way to get that off.
Well, we could always amputate at the neck, I suppose.
Oh, it's unbreakable plastic. It's no use to hit it. Wait a minute. I've got a friend, Fred Haney, who's in the plastic business. If anybody would know how to get that thing off, he should. The line's busy.
Oh, well, Mitchell, you keep on trying. Maybe you can find out something. In the meantime, I'll go home and change my clothes. Though what good that'll do, I don't know. Oh, no. On second thought, I better go round the back.
Dad says to tell you the line's still busy, so he's driving down to talk to his friend.
Oh, fine, and those people from the magazine will be here in less than 15 minutes. Let's see, now where's my tie clasp?
Maybe it's on your dresser.
Dennis! Well, just push on it. It's not locked. Oh, good grief. Great God. Dennis, call somebody to get me out of this bathroom.
Keepers, who, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I don't care who. Just Call the fire department if you have to. Get me out of here.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, this can't be happening to me.
Look, operator, send a fireman to 625 Elm Street.
Is this an emergency, little boy?
Jeepers, is it ever.
Well, thank good. You won? Oh, no!
Man, throw up a ladder at that window. Joe, you see how bad it is inside.
I see.
Back everybody. Stand to one side, please.
Oh, no! No, no! I don't want a ladder! Big bathroom door open! Go away! Come on, I don't want you!
It's the correct address, all right. Little boy, we're from the Graceful Living magazine. Does Mr. Wilson live here?
Yes, ma'am. But right now he's being busy stuck in the bathroom. That's him up there.
All right, bring him down.
He refuses to budge.
Hey, Chief. I can't find a trace of fire anywhere inside.
All right, bring that guy down here.
Chief, says he won't come down without his pants.
Bring that nut down. Carry him if you have to.
Yes? What is it? Mr. Wilson.
That's an example of graceful retirement, Thornton. I think I'll keep on working.
Wow-wee! Those striped shorts sure will make a swell picture. Good old Mr. Wilson. He makes everything fun, doesn't he, Tommy?
Mother, that was very good.
You poor dear.
Most of this never would have happened if I hadn't gotten a flat tire on the way to the store.
Oh, well, now, Martha, no real harm was actually done. I'm just a little tired. Besides, my hair will grow back in fast anyway.
Well, at least the fire department did get the helmet off your head, Mr. Wilson.
And I sure would like to have some magazine offer me $500 to do a series of articles on how to get the most out of life.
Well, every cloud has its silver lining, you know.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, yes, Dennis?
Our space club just had a meeting, and we voted you our head space man of the month.
Oh, well, thank you.
See you later.
Oh, just a minute, young man. Where are you off to?
I'm going to meet the gang. Tommy's borrowed his father's electric razor, and we're going to give ourselves a swell space haircut, just like Mr. Wilson.
They're going to... Hey!
Come back here! Come back!
What a day. What a day.
Hey, you need a little, to get you up? Well, then, keep your eyes open for Nickelodeon's cartoon, The Bluey, coming up next.
This has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.